Five things you need to know about the Houston Texans. In the one stat that truly matters, turnover ratio, the Texans are -9. To put that in perspective, so are the 0-12 Cleveland Browns.
You can't look into that. You know, every chance any team gets, you know, when they come into Lambeau, they're going to play their hardest. So we got to go in there and play our game, understand that this is a big game for both teams, and come out swinging.
Closely related to thing number one, Brock Osweiler, all 6'8" of them, has thrown more interceptions, 13, than touchdowns, 12.
Fires downfield and picked off. Where was that ball going?
I think he threw three last week, so he's definitely going to come in and try to tighten that down. But at the same time, just got to play our style of football.
Closely related to thing number two, DeAndre Hopkins' numbers are down this season. But he is a Pro Bowl talent.
Left side of the end zone, wants Hopkins, and DeAndre with the catch, touchdown!
Last year he had 111 catches for over 1,500 yards.
This is a very talented, well-coached football team. This will be a big challenge at home, especially on a short week.
The Texans can thank their defense for their 6-5 record. Led by Whitney Merciless up front.
Whitney Merciless with the blast. A TFL for Whitney.
And A.J. Boye in the back end.
Fires downfield, tipped and intercepted at the 40-yard line. The Texans get a turnover.
The fifth-ranked unit reinvents itself on a regular basis.
It's not always a ton of carryover. They're going to come up with specific scheme and coverage behind it they like against different opponents.
The Texans' defense is tough on third down, holding opponents to a 37% conversion rate. Of course, the Packers' offense is coming off a game where it posted a 71% conversion rate.
As long as we continue to execute that way and continue to pick up first downs and move the sticks and be in a fluid rhythm, I think it makes us hard to stop.
Touchdown!